And welcome to Family Life Today. Thanks for joining us. Have you ever wondered, you know, just what is it that guys, what makes them tick? Have you ever wondered that?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
You say that kind of slowly. Have you figured it out yet?
No. I mean, yeah, I think, you know, it's usually said men can't understand women.
Right.
I frankly think sometimes we as men are pretty difficult to understand as well.
Why is that?
Well, I'm not sure. I think God created us to be different. Men have a unique need to be respected. And we have a lady here who has done a great deal of research. In fact, she's talked to over 1,000 men.
Not personally, I assume. Is that right? You didn't call them all?
No, not personally. Right. A lot of them personally, but not all of them.
Yeah. Well, you did describe it as crawling into their minds and trying to better understand them. Is that right?
That's exactly what it felt like, sort of a foreign world in some ways.
Well, Shanti Feldhahn joins us on Family Life Today. She's written a book called For Women Only. She is a best-selling author, a newspaper columnist out of Atlanta for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You have a weekly column on women's and popular culture issues.
Yeah.
What kind of things would you write about?
Really anything and everything, anything related to politics, the hot button issues of the day, current issues, family stuff, sort of anything that I think that really impacts the culture. I feel like there's very few evangelical Christians that have an opportunity to speak into the culture in that way.
Yeah, and we're thrilled that you're there. I want to find out more of what motivated you to crawl into the minds of men, 1,000 men, to better understand what they're thinking and how they're wired.
You know, actually, it's interesting, Dennis. It actually started because I was writing my last novel, and one of my main characters was a guy, and he was a good Christian husband and father. And you really realize as a woman how little you really understand about how men are thinking when you actually have to write their thoughts. You can't just describe their actions. You have to actually say what this male character is thinking. I had no idea. So I sat down and talked to my husband, and anytime we'd go out with another couple for dinner, I'd ask the guy, you know, can I interview you? And let me describe this scene. What would you be thinking? And it was fascinating as these men described what they would be thinking in a particular situation. I just found myself saying over and over, that's what you're thinking? It was this huge revelation, huge surprises, and just realized there was a lot more there to dig into. That's what started all the research for this book.
Hmm. And you found that there are really 7 main issues where men have some profound thoughts that women need.
Believe it or not, we're capable of some profound thoughts, right?
Yeah. And back to the subject we're talking about here today, you found that men really have a need for respect. Well, in preparation, Shanti, for this interview and the time in the studio, we went to some men and asked them how they felt when their wives showed disrespect to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did a little research of our own and in fact, let's hear what these guys had to say.
When you feel disrespected, again, you know, you're thinking about times, well, you know, if she respected me, she would behave differently, or she would not have submarined me in my decision with the kids.
My normal reaction when I do have conflict with her is not feeling respected. Now, that may not be true. You know, it may be that I just heard it wrong, or she communicated it a little bit too roughly, and really the motivation behind what was going on had nothing to do with disrespect, but I don't know, maybe it's a feeling of insecurity in that area, but I really need to know that Kathy respects me, and so when she may say or do something where I feel that's been violated in some way, it really hurts me deeply. You know, she doesn't do that very often, but when that happens, that cuts more deeply than anything.
Very much, inadequate and disrespected, certainly. Probably not trusted, and allowing me to carry through with what I thought was right, and maybe not waiting until the situation was over to discuss how maybe she would have done it differently as opposed to right in the middle of that situation.
She chose not to understand my point of view, and therefore I didn't feel like she allowed me to lead the situation, and that makes me feel disrespected. She didn't trust my leadership.
In parenting issues, where maybe I would have done something differently in the way she did, and not being willing to allow me to at least follow through, and so that where I felt disrespected, not being able to carry out what I thought was right in the situation.
Bob, you know, what's interesting as you listen to that is I can identify with some of those statements. I'm wondering if you can, too.
Oh,
which statement did you most identify with?
Danger. Danger.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's yeah, because right. I'm going to tell you mine.
Okay, well, before I tell you, honey, just go ahead and
turn the radio off
right now, if you would. And get busy doing something else.
Well, we're not bad-mouthing our wives here. We're just talking about how we feel when this occurs. And if you're going to have two people who live in close proximity in marriage, there are going to be moments when you feel disrespected.
Uh-huh. I think for me, the sense of disrespect comes when it's not anything that Marianne will say or do. It's just you have this sense that she's thinking your ideas are wrong. There's a certainty that she has about the way she thinks things ought to go. And you think, well, I'm not so sure that's the right way to do it. And you feel like, mm-hmm. Well, then you're just wrong. And I can't even imagine why you would think that way.
And at that point, what I feel is what that one man said, I don't feel trusted.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't feel trusted and I feel disrespected, I withdraw.
And I do, too, as opposed to – I know some men get angry, and we're going to talk about that, but I tend to pull back and retreat. I'll give you an example. We were talking recently about child raising, about a particular issue. Should we let a particular child do a particular thing?
Mm-hmm.
And Marianne said, I don't think we ought to do that. I think that would be a mistake to do that with this particular child. And I said, well, I don't know. I think in this circumstance, it might be better to go ahead and let the child do that. And you can just tell that Marianne's thinking, you know, if you make that choice, if you decide that that's what you're going to do, I just, you'll be wrong and I won't respect your judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as a guy, you which trade-off do you want to make? You want your wife to not respect you, or do you want to go the wrong way, what you feel like is the wrong way in raising a child? You know,
yeah.
It's a tough choice.
It is a tough choice. And, Shanti, as you interviewed these men, you found what Bob and I were expressing here, that respect really is a core issue, a core need in men. In fact, you stated it, that men need respect more than they need a woman's love.
This is one of the things that women find absolutely flabbergasting, in all honesty. We simply don't get this because it is, in many cases, in most cases, not the way that we are wired. And what we tend not to realize is that where our highest need is to feel loved and cherished by the men in our life, in our husband's case, if we're married, it is the highest need is to feel respected. I did this in the survey because – frankly, when I was right out of college, I went on a retreat where the speaker demonstrated this so powerfully. Let me tell you this story really briefly. He basically took 70 people on the singles retreat about relationships. He put us on two different sides of the room. He put all the men on one side of the room and all the women on the other side of the room. And he said, let me ask you this question. I'm going to ask you to choose between two bad feelings and ask you to choose which you would, if you had to, which you would prefer. Would you rather feel alone and unloved in the world, or would you rather feel inadequate and disrespected? Okay, both bad feelings. Which is the least bad? He turned to the men's side of the room and said, men, who here would rather feel alone and unloved? And every hand went up, and you could hear this giant gasp from the woman's side of the room. And he turned to the women and said, women, who here would rather feel alone and unloved? And very few women raised their hands. And when he said, who here would rather feel inadequate and disrespected? And almost all the women raised their hands. You heard the gasp from the men's side of the room. And what this retreat speaker was demonstrating is the same thing I found when I asked that question on the survey, which is that for men, their highest need is not to feel loved and cherished as it is ours. It's to feel respected by us and trusted by us, like some of the men in those quotes said. And in fact, we can spend so much time trying to show our husbands that we love them, saying, I love you, and doing all these things to show love. But if we tease them in public or make them think we don't respect their decisions or don't trust when they make a choice, they will feel disrespected and they won't feel loved. It is absolutely imperative for us women to get this.
Yeah, and it can happen in such small ways. The other night we were in a grocery store, And I started to pick up something. I don't even remember what it was. Barbara said, "You're not going to get that, are you?"
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was.
Well, I was chips. You were getting some kind of chips.
I really was, but I said, no, that's a terrible idea. Who would want in all their lifetimes to buy one of those? And I walked away. And I remember thinking, at the time, I remember thinking, I really feel a little disrespected in that. Mm-hmm. That my choice of what I wanted to get in the grocery store was either a stupid choice or not a wise choice, you know?
And this is the thing that our husbands have a really hard time understanding. And I'll say this to all the men out there who are listening. Most of us women, we really, truly do respect the men in our lives. And we have no idea that all day, every day, we're sending these signals to the contrary. We're sending these signals that say, I don't respect you. You heard that quote from I think it was one of the very first men you played just there, who said something like, if she respected me, she wouldn't do such and such. Mm-hmm. And you know what? My husband, God bless him, he's had to put up with so much for me because I've been sending those signals for years without realizing it. And I bet many of the women out there would be absolutely flabbergasted to know that that is what their husbands